Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
It's time for the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios located at Texas Card House. Here's Del Olalea.
When the world was a time of this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we're here in the world, something else. We can leave any day and call for help. We were gods, nobody was above me. The A on my chest like a Dolce. The A on my chest, put your fist up. The A on my chest like a chipmunk. Alvin, Theodore, breathe in, breathe out. Me and more, breathe in, breathe out. Never mind, it was time. Number nine, let my lies be line with a death wish. Be right, didn't have no name on the guest list.
Welcome back to the show. We're in hour two here at Texas Card House. Sean, check and see if you can pull up the camera. Hopefully it holds it. Hopefully that phone holds a charge. See if we can get back on stream for the next hour or so. Okay. So I mentioned going into the break that there is a reporter, an accomplished one, Mark Spears, and he mentioned the fact that the Rockets and the Celtics may be two teams where a deal can be made. We were talking earlier in the day, John and Lance and I, about the 10th pick where the Rockets land thanks to their trade with the Brooklyn Nets. They got the Suns pick, didn't result in getting into the top four. You don't get Cooper Flagg. So what do? Are you going to draft a player who has a bit of a stacked roster with young players already ahead of them? Are you going to draft that player to maybe sit and go through the redshirt year that Reed Shepard got? And I don't know if you can call Cam Whitmore's second year another redshirt year, but it played out that way, where he didn't get the minutes he wanted, and he feels like a guy from the outside who may be on the move. Are you going to add another guy to that list, or are you going to try to find yourself an accomplished player who can help? Celtics are cutting salary, maybe. They're still playing, but the belief is that at some point, whether their season ends here against the Knicks or maybe they make a conference finals because they have a comeback, that at some point they're going to have to make decisions about players. Porzingis has been a non-factor in these playoffs. That's a guy who could be on the move. And also Derek White. He's been a stalwart for them. He's made big plays. He's a really good guard who is being overshadowed because you have the two Jays there, and Brown and Tatum. And, of course, you even have Drew Holiday there, who, at least by name alone, is a bigger factor to people. But Derek White's going to be turning 31, so while he isn't as young as the rest of the Rockets core, at least the young core, he's more on their timeline than Kevin Durant. We heard earlier this week that Kevin Durant is someone the Rockets are maybe a little lukewarm on because he's older and not necessarily on the timeline of their best young players. So while the Rockets need help in the backcourt, at least more consistent scoring the backcourt, I think Derek White would help. If he's on the move, could the Rockets be interested? Well, here's Mark Spears on the potential for a Rockets-Celtics deal. For
Tatum's injury, in the first round, there was an NBA executive from another team that told me that he expected major change with the Celtics no matter what happened this season. And I certainly expect such to be the case when you have a payroll where you have five players making at least $28 million or more, two superstars that are making $50 million or more. And I'll tell you what, the two teams I'm keeping an eye on for a couple of these guys, perhaps, is one is the Houston Rockets. Why? Ime Udoka's there. They've been certainly rumored to wanting to upgrade their roster, and he knows these guys, and they probably would be attracted to returning to play with him. And then another team is the San Antonio Spurs as well. They got the number two pick, and I'm told that the Spurs are quite happy with the talent that's available at number two, but they're going to explore potentially trades as well.
So, if you run down the list of guys that may be on the move, I don't think Jaylen Brown's included in that, but Porzingis, White, Drew Holiday, all guys rumored to maybe not be Celtics. So let's exclude Porzingis from the list because I imagine, Sean, you don't want anything to do with Porzingis. At least even just rooting for Porzingis might bother you. What I know about you, just having to root for Kristaps may bother you a little bit. So let's go the two backcourt guys where I think the Rockets need some help. And, of course, Mark Spears is just speculating. He connected all the dots. The Celtics need to remove some guys from the roster, so on and so forth. So it's not really that much of a report, only just the Rockets would make some sense. If we're talking about players, and the salaries, I hate doing the salary thing, but Drew's got big money remaining. Derek White has an extension coming up, so just know that you're going to be paying guys quite a bit of money going forward. Drew Holiday into his 35-year-old year is going to be making quite a bit. So there are big salaries that will be coming. So if we're doing this, if you're trying to add to the Rockets from the Celtics, Holiday or White?
I mean, I think White's the better player. I think, I know that White is younger than Holiday as well. So I think Holiday would be the one to target if they're both available. I'm not sure if you're the Celtics how available you make Derek White. Now, it might be a situation where it's like, yes, he's the better player, therefore we can get better things for him. So that's what makes him more available, as you're going to take, you know, essentially a gap year as a championship, you know, a team with championship aspirations. But I would try to target Derek White more than Holiday, and definitely more than Porzingis.
They're both making around $30 million next year. The difference is that White would be 31 and Holiday's 34.
Yeah.
And Holiday's deal goes, he's got a player option up until he's 37, while White has a player option up until he's 34. So it's a clear one for me. I think White's a better player. He's got more left in the tank. And if you can get a solid backcourt guy, now what does it mean for your current starting backcourt? I just don't think it would be Fred. They seem to want him quite a bit, and considering the decision he's made to push back his option, feels like he's coming back.
Agreeing to push back the option tells me that, like, okay, they're at the very least they're working together here.
Certainly,
and whatever benefits the Rockets, I think Fred is down for.
Yeah, and Fred going to Boston in some type of trade doesn't make any sense. He makes more than Derek White. And Jalen would, too. So I think if Jalen was on the move, it wouldn't be to Boston. It'd be to a different team in a separate move, because you're making room for Derek White
if you made that trade. That's what's tough with the Celtics. No matter who that they're trading with, is that chances are, if you're in the market to get Drew Holiday or Derek White, or even Kristaps Porzingis, you're probably a team that's looking to compete. And so it's a tough trade to make, the, you know, challenge trade of, we're both trying to get better with this trade, or at least trying to get useful pieces when it comes to winning in this trade. So it's not just a Rockets thing. It's basically anyone. Like, I kind of think this has to be a three-team trade, which gets very complicated, but that to me seems like the logical way that this can happen. Maybe not with the Spurs. You know, Mark Spears threw in the Spurs. I do think that the Rockets and Spurs are just going to be thrown into every single
one
of these conversations.
Yeah.
But the Spurs, like, you can kind of see it a little bit easier if the Celtics want a Vassell or Keldon Johnson just to take a swing on a younger guy. But for the Rockets, or really any team that's currently competing, I think it's hard to make it like a two-team trade for any of these Celtics veterans.
I would agree. If the Rockets and what they're giving out, I think that 10th pick is on the table, and a young wing, whether it be Jabari or Tari, I think the Celtics would value a young player plus a pick, two guys who they don't have to pay very much to. By two guys, I mean whatever player goes the Rockets' way, and also the draft pick, as they maybe a team in a bit of transition. They don't want to bottom out, but they also don't want to be paying the money they're going to have to pay for a team who's not a real contender. without Jason Tatum.
Like, they're probably not that interested in Cam Whitmore.
I would agree. I would agree. I think they love a guy who can defend, and Cam Whitmore, that isn't his calling card, and you know,
and a guy who's not 21. You know, they're not doing a full rebuild. Like, they're just trying to save a little bit of money so that they can try to win a championship in the 26-27
season. And who fits best around Tatum when he comes back? It's probably a wing defender who's capable, and I'm speaking more in Jabari's realm, of a guy who's capable of standing beyond the arc and knocking down a three, because that's what the Celtics want to do. I'm not sure the ball-dominant nature of Cam Whitmore, although he'll fire off a jumper, but he'll fire off anything. That's part of his game. So we'll go to break with that. It'll be a lot of speculation throughout. Sean told you the Rockets going to be mentioned quite a bit. The Giannis conversation came up earlier with John Lance, and in my eyes, it's betting odds, whatever the books say, whatever the reporters say, it really doesn't matter beyond the fact that Giannis hasn't stated his intentions. If he makes a list that your team isn't on, then it doesn't matter what assets you have. The NBA has shown you over the last 20 years that the player will tell you where he wants to go, and then it's up to the teams to make it happen. Rockets could outspend almost anyone as far as assets. OKC may be the only team they couldn't beat out. And if Giannis says, no, I don't like Houston, then the Rockets won't be getting Giannis. No matter what you think the Bucks should do, they generally listen to the star, even if that star wants to leave. Okay, we'll go to break with that, and then we'll be joined by Raheel Ramzanali, host of CityCast, when we come back.
This is ESPN 97.5.
You're back inside the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Texas Card House. Now back to Del Olalea.
Welcome back to the show. Raheel Ramzanali joins us right now. He is his host of CityCast. And Raheel will send me a list of things he wants to talk about. And normally I just go in the order of what he sent. But we're going to start with something different because we have someone who can be deeply involved if he wanted to in one of the conversations. But first, let's welcome Raheel. What's up, Raheel?
What's up, Del? How are you, man?
I'm good, man. We're at Texas Card House. How are you? How are things?
Everything is good. Yeah, I heard y'all this morning at Texas. What is it again? Texas Card House. My bad. Texas Card House.
Thanks for the promo, Raheel. We appreciate you listening. Yeah. Texas Card House is where we are. So we appreciate you listening early, and we are at Texas Card House. We've been here since 7. Yeah. We'll be done at noon. And I mentioned you send me a list of things to talk about, and this one, or at least one of the things on the list, means something to Sean, or doesn't mean something to Sean. He doesn't want to be associated with it. Sean drives a Jeep, and this weekend is Jeep weekend down in Galveston, and Sean will let you know. Well, actually, Sean, tell the people what you want them to know so they don't accuse you of being something.
Yes. When I got my Jeep, I was unaware that I was joining a club, someone called a cult. Mm-hmm. I thought I was just getting a car. I knew of how much Jeep people love their Jeeps. I wasn't aware to the extent of it, and the Galveston Jeep Weekend fits into that. Falls into that bucket of, oh, you guys are really, really excited about this car, huh?
There's even a wave. There's a Jeep wave. Sean doesn't participate in.
Now, Sean, this is where it gets kind of weird for me. Like, I think a lot of car owners like gravitate toward other car owners of the same brand, right? Like, you rally around them. But to me, like, Jeep Weekend is one of the, it's like more of a party. So, it's called Jeep Weekend. I think it was initially called Top Down Weekend, right? So you take the top down of your Jeep. That got a little too, like, sexual in nature, right? Because people are like, wait, is this like a Mardi Gras weekend? Is this Girls Gone Wild? Like, it got kind of weird, right? So now they just call it Jeep Weekend. But where I step in with the Jeep ownership stuff, like, I don't care about this. Like, again, as I mentioned, everyone does this. Where it gets weird to me is, like, the duck thing y'all do.
Yes.
Like, if y'all haven't heard about this, Jeep owners will go to other Jeep owners in a parking lot and give them a plastic rubber ducky, right? Like, the bath ducks. and you guys like start lining them up on your car dashboard. Like,
don't
one of the
guys.
Strangest things.
Don't include him.
Don't
he doesn't want
guys.
To be included.
Don't you guys?
How many
He's not one
have
of them.
You gotten, Sean?
I've received probably like two or three in the 3 years that I've had my car. None of them are proudly displayed anywhere in my car. They're probably proudly displayed in a landfill right now. So yes, that's another tradition or whatever you want to call it that I do not participate in.
I like going to Camry owners, Toyota Camry owners, and putting ducks on their car, like really messing up the whole algorithm. Why is there a duck on my 2008 Toyota Camry? Why are we doing this?
So is it – so they don't hand it to you specifically? They just see your car and put a Jeep and put a duck on it, and you come out to your Jeep after wherever you were, and it's sitting there?
Yeah, they I think they put in like the – or both times it's happened to me, they put in the door handle. So
they don't want you to miss it.
You can't miss it. Yeah.
And they don't want anyone to take it, so they put it in the door handle of a Jeep owner and go, hey, man, we saw you. We appreciate you. You're one of us.
They'll also do the thing I've noticed this where Jeep owners will in a parking lot, they'll always park right next to another Jeep. Like you'll always see like two or three in a row. And I always every time I roll my eyes when someone's parked next to my car.
That is so weird.
We just want to be close.
That's so weird.
We just want our car to be close to your car, even though we may never meet.
That's
or is
what
it because, or do they believe, hey, if we come out of the store at the same time, at least we'll see each other and have start a conversation?
No, that's never happened.
Have you not investigated this particular aspect of the Jeep cult or club that you don't want to be a part of?
No, I don't want to. I don't want to get any further in because. I don't want to get sucked in. Then they, you know, give me a pamphlet. I'm going to a meeting, and I'm living in a compound somewhere surrounded by Jeep owners.
Yeah, you end up on a Netflix documentary.
Yeah,
like how I did with that cult in L.A. You know,
Wild Country. Oh,
no, not that cult. He's talking about the Nexium cult. That's what he's talking about. Right? What was it called?
Nexium?
I forgot what it was. Nexium, where it was a sex,
Nexium
cult
or something.
Yeah, Superman's best friend from that TV from Smallville tried to get him and his wife indoctrinated into a cult.
Yeah,
if you missed it, Raheel told that story.
I did miss that. That's
yeah. I went to L.A. for a movie junket, and I forgot the actress's name, Del, but basically
Allison Mack.
Allison
Mack. Yeah,
tried
to recruit him.
She tried to recruit me, and then
she really wanted the wife.
Back, my wife. The day I got back, like, it broke that this was, like, this cult, and there's all sorts of, you know, really wrong things happening. So I'm glad I didn't join. But it looks like you joined your cult, Sean, which is great, and you got duckies to talk about. Well, Jeep Weekend is happening in Bolivar, which is part of Galveston County. Bolivar's the peninsula. You take the ferry over, or you can come on the backside through Highway 87, I believe.
Phrasing.
That's what it is.
A-O.
Yeah, I love Bolivar. I used to go all the time when Jackie used to live there, and I still go from time to time, but it's one of the cool places because you can drive on the beach, and that's why Jeep owners were like, hey, let's make Bolivar our place for Jeep Weekend, because you can drive on the beach, you can set up shop on the beach, put your tents up and hang out. Well, the problem is there's 100,000 people coming to Bolivar. So one, like for the local Bolivians, Bolivarians.
Is that what they're called, Bolivians?
I don't know what they're called. But 100,000 people, you know, flocking to this little small community is a lot. Like, it takes up all of their resources, you know, law enforcement, restaurants, gas, all that. So beyond that, it's also dangerous. Like, there were 300 citations last year. One man actually got shot and died at Jeep Weekend. So it turns into this wild party. So this year, their new sheriff, Galveston County Sheriff, was like, let's just cancel this. Why are we doing this? This isn't good for us. There was a lot of, you know, pushback because people really liked this weekend. So this year what they're doing is there's only one way to get into the beach and one way to get out, okay? So they're going to, like, keep things moving. You can't park. You can't set up shop. You just go there, show off your Jeep, and then, I guess, make a U-turn and come back around. So it's not going to be as wild, I don't think, but there's still going to be a lot of people.
So we did stories around spring break where local law enforcement in different parts of the country are like, hey, we don't want you even to come here because all you guys are going to do is cause trouble. So apparently that is a potentially an issue in Bolivar where the Bolivians may not want outsiders coming in. They can't possibly call themselves Bolivians. But either way,
Bolivarians.
Either way, it is Jeep Weekend this weekend down in Galveston County. I don't know if we gave a ringing endorsement for it, but if you have a Jeep you want to go down there, you probably already know about it, and you're taking your rubber ducks with you. Beyond Jeep Weekend.
The rubber ducks are so silly.
I don't get it. The guy who's on the show who has a Jeep doesn't get it. But, hey, it's their thing. Your first topic, but I could not ignore Jeep Weekend, was star testing. Star testing might be eliminated. Can you give us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, right now, so if you don't know what the star test is, it's that standardized test that all public education students have to take starting in the third grade, and it basically assesses you to see if you're ready for the next grade. Now, for a time, it was used as like a pass or fail to the next grade, but it's no longer the case now. Now, in high school, they still use that for like certain subjects. But for example, my fourth grader, when she took the STAR test a couple of weeks ago, if she fails, she will, there's like remedies that you can do to get to the next grade, right? So it's no longer like as stressful, but it's still very stressful because one, it's like a whole day of testing for a student. Two, it also ties into like performance ratings for schools and teachers. So basically teachers are just teaching for the test, right? And there's a lot of issues that come with that that you can look up on your own. But it's universally disliked, all right? This is like what everyone agrees, the STAR test is not the right thing. So right now at the state legislature, which is in session, the 89th session, they're trying to get rid of it, okay, and replace it with three smaller tests, that one you take at the beginning of the school year to kind of assess where you are, one middle of the school year to see how you're doing, and the third one to see, like, are you ready, right, for the next grade? And basically they're using these little small tests now to hopefully make sure that students are ready. So it passed the House side. It has to go to the Senate side now at the state legislature to see, are they going to get rid of STAR testing? And this is a pretty big deal because, again, everyone dislikes it, yet we never get rid of it.
Let me ask you something. Who would be more disappointed? You mentioned the hypothetical scenario of your four-year-old failing. Who would be more disappointed, you and her, or your parents and you for allowing your child to fail?
Ooh, that's a really good question. I think my parents. My parents will always be more disappointed in if there's a South Asian parent can find some disappointment in their child, they're taking it.
Look, there's not. I'm sure there are differences, but the one thing that isn't different, the South Asian parent and the Nigerian parent, we have that in common. There is no chance that if I ever decide to have children, my dad would even be would ever be more disappointed in the grandkid than he would in me. There's too much ground to make up for my kid to be disappointing. He's always going to allow that to fall on me. So STAR testing, no one likes it. No one wants it. But it's going to continue? Is that what we feel like? It's just going to be a thing? It's a staple. People are used to it, and they don't want to get rid of it. Well, at least the people in charge.
Yeah, we'll find out because, you know, lawmakers are there in Austin until June 2nd, so they have, about 2.5-3 weeks here to figure all of this out unless they call a special session, which I don't think they will based on what we're hearing right now. So they got to figure it out. Like, the Senate needs to figure out, like, what do they want to amend on this bill or what they want to change, because the House, they're like, hey, we want to eliminate this next year. Like, this will not be part of our public education curriculum next school year. So there's a lot to be figured out. Now it's, you know, like the politics of this, like what will they come to a decision regarding STAR testing? So that's what we're waiting for. But this is like a lot of movement, which is positive because, again, teachers, schools, principals, parents, students, lawmakers, we're all agreed like this isn't right. But can we find a solution? That's the problem, is can you write a solution and can you implement a solution in this fast?
Gotcha. So that's Raheel Ramzanali. He is the host of CityCast. You can listen to that podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. I won't say wide release, but Anywhere you want to, you can find it. And you can go to houston.citycast.fm if you want to go to the website. They have plenty of topics beyond what we just talked about. So if you're a person who has a Jeep and you didn't appreciate that first 5 to 10 minutes of us, there are other things on the website that you can take a look at that may suit you better. Now, Raheel, what some people don't know about you is you were – and still are, but you were someone who got paid to do social media. You had to put together campaigns, not just for your time on radio, but when you ventured away. And, of course, the big stuff going on in the NFL right now are all the scheduled releases. Have you heard about what happened with the Colts?
No. What happened? I've been totally out of the loop on scheduled releases because I was, you know, getting ready for all the episodes. I saw the Texans one, and they were doing like the WhatsApp, and I like it. It's cute, I guess. Like, that's fine. It did its job. But what happened with the Colts?
So the Colts took advantage of the Minecraft craze, not just the game, but the fact that the movie made so much money. So they used a Minecraft setup to tell people who they're playing and at what times. And in that video, they showed a Minecraft dolphin with the Tyreek Hill jersey being detained by the Coast Guard. They had Patrick Mahomes' father and John Rocker about to get into a fight with a frog version of Mahomes breaking it up. They had Kyler Murray riding a chicken. And what was the other one that that might have bothered people? They had Will Levis being run over by a bus and murdered. I don't know if he was murdered, but he was run over by a bus. They had to pull it down. And they had to apologize, not just to Tyreek Hill, for what I guess some people called offensive and over the line. They also had to apologize to Microsoft for using Minecraft stuff. And Microsoft got the first mention in their apology. Like, we want to apologize to Minecraft and Tyreek Hill for what we did.
No. You want to apologize to Microsoft because they're a multi-billion-dollar company. They have deep pockets. And they will make sure that they will get, you know, whatever money they're owed for you using Minecraft. So, yeah, you always apologize to the bigger company first. And obviously it's not good taste what they did to Tyreek Hill. Is he going to be a Dolphin, by the way, next year?
We go back to the final game of the regular season where he asked out and didn't want to play and then right afterwards said he wanted to trade. I would say that if the Dolphins – could have gone the offseason without him getting in trouble again, which is maybe one of the reasons that he wound up being arrested in that Coast Guard video, in that schedule release video. I think he would have been traded, but that video of him with his now, I guess, soon-to-be ex-wife and the daughter it got a little sketchy. So I'm not sure about him. And, of course, the only thing Tyreek can do to punish the Colts is if he's still a Dolphin, go for like 150 in their first game of the season. But I think they would like to move him. I just don't know if they think they can get great value. And it won't happen it won't be set up to be a trade until June 1st because it costs them less to make the trade after that. So we'll see about that. He could be on the roster, but I think that's a question up until training camp if he'll remain a Dolphin. But it is what it is. So apologies to Microsoft and Tyreek, and apologies to people who own Jeeps. We were very disrespectful. But, hey, a cult or a club is what you're in. Deal with it. All right, Raheel, thank you for joining us. Once again, CityCast is the podcast. Listen to Raheel. He gives you the best and maybe some not-so-great things going on in Houston. But either way, you're going to be informed. He'll keep you up to date on what's going on in town.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Del. Always a pleasure. And enjoy the rest of your day and weekend, Joker's Wild. I thought it was a good nickname for you, like. Maybe.
It's better than the other one that you always used to lead off with. Oh, before you go, because this has been something I've forgotten to do a couple of times since one of your favorite musical artists has been on a tear, and it's been on a tear for about the last 6-7 years, but he's really been on a tear this year. So there was a time where you were firmly on the side of Kanye West in the Kanye versus Taylor battle. You were very, I won't say disrespectful, very dismissive of Taylor's talents, and you said Kanye was justified in that back and forth. Do you believe you were still on the right side of history, or were you wrong?
Houston.citycast.fm. Bye, Jeff.
All right. We'll talk to Raheel next week. Thanks, Raheel. Raheel Ramzanali, host of CityCast, adeptly getting out of my question. Hey, sometimes you got to ask tough questions, Sean, and he has every right not to answer them.
Yeah, he does have every right not to answer them. But
yeah,
the silence is deafening.
Yes, yeah, soft ass. soft ass or heel wouldn't answer a straightforward question. Okay, we'll end with that. Okay, we'll come back with more. If you want to get in, maybe call us out because you own a Jeep, you can. 713-780-3776 is the number. But before we do that, Sean's going to tell you about Prize Picks.
Yes, Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app. And right now, it's the series we've all been waiting for. I don't know if we've all been waiting for a mid-May Rangers-Astros series, but I've been waiting for a mid-May Rangers-Astros series. And tonight, I'm getting in the action on Prize Picks. There's a lot of different ways you can attack this. There's, of course, all the hitters, all the pitchers individually, or you can do a combo lineup or a combo Prize Picks projection with Hunter Brown and Jacob DeGrom combined 12.5 strikeouts. I'm going more on 12.5 strikeouts for both these guys. Obviously, Hunter Brown, we've seen what he's done all season long. And Jacob DeGrom, as long as he's healthy, he's a really good pitcher. This is an Astros lineup that has its spots where they'll strike out. They'll give you a couple strikeouts. So I think that they can combine for 12.5 strikeouts. And since it's Prize Picks and every sport's available, not just baseball, you got the NBA with the playoffs, you got PGA going on right now, you have soccer all across the globe, you have F1, you have MMA when that is on tap during the weekend. So I'm combining this Hunter Brown, Jason DeGrom combo strikeouts Prize Picks with Nikola Jokic to have more than 44.5 points plus rebounds. I think he can do it. It's their backs against the wall in Denver in Game 6. I think Jokic shows up to play. You can make your own lineup when you download the Prize Picks app today. Use promo code MAPES when you sign up to get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. That's promo code MAPES on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. You don't even have to win to get that money. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
The Del Olalea Show continues
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios located at Texas Card House. Here's Del Olalea.
It's our last segment here at Texas Card House. John's over there playing. He's corrupting Sam, our social media leader. Well, she's just the team itself. It's a one-woman team, and she's over there watching John play. You can come out here and play as well. We had a couple guys on from Texas Card House earlier today talking about all the great things happening here. It's on Westheimer. It's actually right down the street from the station, so it's not that long of a drive if you're in the area, if you're going to come out here and check it out at any time. Okay, a couple things to get to before we're done for today. Once again, I want to thank Raheel for joining us. You can go to CityCast and find all the things he provides, podcast-related. And also, if you go to HoustonCityCast.fm, Houston.CityCast.fm, you can find the website, and I'll take a look at the page, too. Okay, a couple things. Joe Mixon, in a boot, according to Aaron Wilson. He is in a walking boot. Doesn't appear to be something that's going to be long-term. Just something that popped up. I don't know if there's any reporting going on that he had surgery, but Aaron Wilson is telling us that Joe Mixon is in a walking boot. Don't be too concerned. It's not expected to be serious. I don't know how you wind up in a walking boot in May. If you did not end the season in one, maybe just a workout, turn an ankle, who knows. But don't worry. Joe Mixon should be fine, but he is in a walking boot. And sticking with running backs, Derrick Henry at 31 years old, and coming off a 1,900-yard season, gets $30 million over 2 years from the Ravens. 25 million guaranteed. So we've been talking about the Warriors and how time is something you can't really fight against. Derrick Henry is one of the guys suggesting that maybe you can, as long as your name is Derrick Henry. 1,900 yards in your 30-year-old to 31-year-old season. The Texans got a taste, and he's on a Ravens team the Texans simply can't compete against, and they are rewarding him for what he did. And he was one of those guys last year that people were wondering about. Of course, the speculation is, or was, that he was going to be a Cowboy. He wanted to be in Dallas. The Cowboys were hesitant, didn't really make him an offer, so he winds up torturing the AFC, and he helped the Ravens continue to be a contender. Of course, if Mark Andrews could either not fumble or catch a 2-point conversion, we may be talking about the Ravens in the Super Bowl. Maybe they give the Eagles a better game. I think they probably would. I think they are a more talented team than the Chiefs, but the Chiefs have proven over the course of the last 6-7 years, yeah, we're talented and we just know how to win. That just came to an end in Philly. So Derrick Henry, a guy who was a torturer of the Texans when he was a Titan, now he'll see the Titans. He'll see the Texans at least this year. And considering the deal he got, as long as those two teams finish in first place, there'll be at least a couple times between now and when he decides to hang it up that the Texans will have to deal with him and probably not tackle him, because that's just how it's going. Sean, you've been in the area for years now. Is it T.Y., as far as non-quarterbacks, is it T.Y. than Derrick Henry, or has Derrick Henry taken over for T.Y. as far as torturers of the Texans?
I think there's something about the fact that it was T.Y. Hilton and someone who was a good receiver, or really good, you know.
Pro bowler type, yeah.
But it, at the end of the day, like, it still is T.Y. Hilton. It's not like
an all-timer, yeah, Hall of Famer type like Derrick Henry. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that is what keeps T.Y. Hilton in the top spot. Also, his size is another thing. So it's not like he's physically dominating. Where Derrick Henry, it's like, hey, listen. Obviously, he has, what, like 3 200-yard games against the Texans? Maybe 4 200-yard games against the Texans? That he also has dominated the Texans in the past, but part of it is that it's Derrick Henry. You know, like, what
he does that against everybody.
Do? Yeah, you know? T.Y. Hilton. It's like, no, wait, what? This guy again with whatever crappy quarterback was throwing him passes?
Because it didn't matter.
It wasn't all with luck. I think there was a Hasselbeck one in there too, where it's just like, what is happening?
Yeah, it really didn't matter. And talk about his career accolades. He did lead the league in receiving once, as far as yards are concerned, in 2016. Four-time Pro Bowler. yes, that helped. That did help. Four-time Pro Bowler. Good player, but nothing like Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry is, like, probably going to make the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, Derrick Henry has, at the moment, 3 200-yard games against the Texans, and they all came consecutively. So it was I'm looking at it on StatMuse. I don't know what happened in the first game in 2019 where he only went for 86 yards. That was a time where they played two times within 3 weeks. The game at home he only ran for 86 yards. Then the game in Houston he ran for 211. The next time they saw him he ran for 212, and the next time after that he ran for 250. Excuse me. You're right. It was 4 200-yard games in a row.
Yeah, because I knew he got,
yeah,
he got,
you're right,
like a Culley one.
Yeah, 211, 220 in 19 and 20. Excuse me, I kind of – and then in 21, 250, and 22, 219, and then this, and then he just tapered off and got 126 in the second game in 2022. So, yeah, 4 straight games, 200-plus yards for Derrick Henry. And, you know, he had 147 in their meeting – last year.
Yeah. No, that I there is a little bit of, like, cool, you got interim coach Romeo Crennel and interim coach David Culley, interim for an entire year, David Culley. You know, whatever. T.Y. Hilton was doing that against the Brock Osweiler Texans. He was doing that against a division champion Texans team. If this
Either
is
what.
The first take segment that anyone would care about.
Yeah, if you were deciding to figure out whose numbers against those very average Texans teams mean more.
If the Texans were the Cowboys, this is how they're talking.
Yes, if the Texans had the history of the Cowboys, who was the all-time torturer of the Texans would probably be a topic, and T.Y. Hilton and Derrick Henry would be at the top of the list. Either way, that man got paid. He'll continue to be a factor, I guess, until he's 33 years old. That's how the Ravens are paying him. At some point, he's got to fall off, right? At some point. I guess he will remain bigger than most people he's trying to avoid. But how long will he remain faster than everyone, still running away from people at the age of 31 years old? And the Ravens rewarded him for that. But if you want to laugh as opposed to crying, the Cowboys could have had him, and they said no. Another bad decision by them, and a slew of bad decisions, and that's why they are where they are. Okay, that'll wrap it up for us today here at Texas Card House. Of course, they're not closing. The poker is going. I'm probably looking at about 6 or 7 tables active right now before noon. So, of course, you can get out here if you want. Paul Gallant is next, and then he is followed by the Killer Bees. Tomorrow, John, Lance, and I will be out at East River 9 to celebrate the PGA Championship. And, you know, we've been out there quite a bit. So if you like pickleball, it's there for you. If you want to play golf, if you just want to come into the bar and the restaurant and have a drink and have great food, it's there for you, too. So we'll be there 7 till noon. But we're done for the day. So since we're done, what does that mean, Sean?
You want my dead mom's clothes?
You're going to get a lot out of that going forward. The context is, I can't explain it in a minute. Whatever. I may do that at some point tomorrow. And that's when I'll talk to you next. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
ESPN 97.5.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Lowe's knows you take pride in every project. So take on what's next today with a free Select Craftsman hedge trimmer or leaf blower when you buy a 20-volt push mower. That's a $119 value on reliable, high-performance Craftsman tools you trust. For the power to do it all, build, repair, restore, maintain, go with Craftsman. Available at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 5/21. While supplies last. Selection varies by location.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.